We're doing the in Yaakov. We're up to Peches Amid Beis. It says 176 on the top right corner. And we were in the middle of the story of Abaye and Rava, who went to the dream interpreter named Barhedya. And Abaye and Rava had identical dreams, only Rava didn't pay his money. And he tried to get a free interpretation. And Abaye paid him. And although they had identical dreams, he would interpret Rava's dreams badly, because Rava hadn't paid, and he'd interpret Abaye's dreams in a good way. So the Gemara keeps telling us the identical dreams they had, and we'll start again in the second wide line on the page. Amri lei, they said to him, Chazan chavita detali bedikla. We saw a barrel hanging in a palm tree. L'Abaye amale madli iskach kedikla. Abaye had paid him his wages, so he said, Your business, I guess they used to sell wine, your business is going to grow high like a palm tree. Rava, he said to him, your business is going to be sweet, meaning it's going to be sold cheaply like dates, just like dates are cheap food, so too your business is going to go sweet like dates, and you're going to end up losing profits. You're going to have to sell it cheaply. Amalei chazan rumana, we saw a rimon, we saw a pomegranate, the kadche, that's growing a pumdani on top of our barrels of wine. L'Abaye amalei ashik iskach kerumana. He told Abaye, your business is going to sell at such a profit like pomegranates. It's going to be very profitable. L'Rav amalei koi iskach kerumana. Rava, he told him, your business is going to be worn down like a pomegranate that no one's going to end up wanting to buy your wine. Amale chazan chavita dinafa lebira. We saw a barrel fall into a pit. Abaye amale mitvai iskach. Abaye interpreted that to mean everyone's going to want your business. Kedama nafal pita bebira velo ishtakach. Like people say, bread fell in the house and no one could find it. That's a saying people used to say in those days. So he says, when you saw a barrel falling in a house, so or in a castle. Bira could mean a castle, so then it must mean that it's like when people search for bread in the house and they don't find it, everyone's going to be looking for your business and supply and demand, you're going to make a lot of money. Rava, he said to him, your business is going to go down and you're going to want to discard it, like throwing it in a castle. We saw the Bar Chamra, which could mean the son of a mule, that's standing by an Isdan, which could mean multiple things. It could mean it's standing above our head, above our bedpost, and his name. L'Abaye amar le'it, Abaye interpreted Malka Havit v'kaya mura alach. Just like the mule was neighing next to the top of your bed, you're going to have people calling out whatever you have to say. The top of your head indicates you're going to be king, you're going to be Rosh Yeshiva, you're going to be head of the academy, and you're going to have someone who announces everything you say. That's what the mule at the top of your head, of your bed, represents. To Rava, he said to him, in your tefillin that you wear on your head, the word peter chamor is problematic. It's missing something. So Amale Didi Chazali Veite, he said to him, "What do you mean? I have the word Peter Chamor written in my tefillin." Amale Vavde Peter Chamor Vaday Gahit Mitfilach. So he said, "Check your tefillin. You'll see that they must have erased the vav. Meaning, when you write Peter Chamor, we write it without a vav." And in Rava's tefillin, the scribe, by mistake, wrote it with a vav, and then he erased it. So he said to him, check your tefillin, I'm sure there is an erasure over there. Ein Rava v'ashkach vav de petach amo goit betfila. Rava saw that he was missing the vav. L'sov azan Rava lechudei legabei. Then Rava went alone by him. And I guess the first time when Rava went with Abaye, Rava figured Abaye just paid him, so we could, and we both had the same dream. I don't have to pay, and he was mistaken. because he gave him two different interpretations. This time Rava went alone. Amale chazai dasha baraita dinafal. Rava comes to him alone. He tells him, Rava hasn't yet started paying. He tells him, later on he's going to pay. He told him, I saw the entrance to my house that fell down. Amale itatach shachva. Your wife's going to die. Your wife is like the entrance to your house. She's just like the door at the entrance. Protects who enters and who closes it. Well, your wife is really the essence of your house. She's what's watching over your house. If you saw that falling, your wife's going to die. Amale chazai kiche veshine denatu. He said to him, I saw my inner teeth falling out. Amale benach v'natach shachvan. He said to him, that's your sons and daughters are going to die. Amale chazai treyoni deparchan. He says, I saw a dream, two pigeons flew off. Amale talte nashe megalshet. He said, you're going to end up divorcing two wives. A person's wife is called like his dove, his cherished one. Amale chazai talte galglide delifta. I saw two crops of this this type of vegetable called the lefet. Amale trein kulfe balat. He told them, you're going to swallow two beatings, because the stick we used to beat with looked like that vegetable. Azal Rava hu yoma v'yativ be'medrasha kula yoma. Rava sat all day learning. He just got all his bad interpretations for all his dreams. He went back to this medrash, learned the rest of the day. Ashkechanu trei sage nahare dehavu kamantze v'ade adade. He met two blind people who were fighting with one another. Azal Rava lepurkinu. So Rava came to try and separate them. Poor blind people, they're fighting with one another. Umachua l'Rava trei dalu lemechuye achrite, and they beat Rava twice. They didn't know it was the great Rava coming. They beat him twice. They came to beat him again. Amar mistaye trein chazai. So he said, stop hitting me. I saw two beatings in my dream. That's it. The dream was fulfilled. Don't hit me anymore. Lesof ataya Rava viav leiga. Finally, Rava came back to Bar Hedya with more dreams, and this time he paid him. Amale chazai ashita denafal. He said to him, I saw that the entrance to my house fell down. Amale nechasim b'lom tzarim kanita. He says, you're going to buy so many things, you're going to have so much properties, that there's going to be no limit. That's why you won't have a doorway at the entrance to your house. There'll be no limit to the amount of properties you'll have. Amale chazai apadna dabai denafal v'chasin avka. He said, I saw that the Abaye's wall fell down, and when his wall fell down, so then I got covered with dust. Amale Abaye Shachiv, Metiv Te'ate Legabach. Abaye is going to pass away, and his whole yeshiva is going to come and cover you. All his students are going to become your students. Amale Chazai, Padne Dididin Afal, V'atu Kuli Alma V'shaku Levinta Levinta. I saw my own wall fall down, and everyone came and collected a brick from my wall. Amale Shmaitech Mivadun Balma. He said, yeah, you're going to teach, and whatever you teach, everyone's going to collect, and your teachings are going to cover the world. Amale Chazai De Avka Reishev Enata Mukre. He says, I saw that my head was opened, and my brain fell out. Amale Udra Mi Beisadia Nafik. He said to him, oh, that only means that the filling of your pillow is going to fall out. Amale Akalyun Halela Mitzra Bechalma. He said, they read to me the Hallel that they said when they left Egypt, which is what we call Hallel, being that there's the Hallel Agodol, Odul Hashem Kitov Ki Leolam Chasdo. So the Hallel that we say every Rosh Chodesh, what we call Hallel, is called the Egyptian Hallel, because that's the Hallel Betzet Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, that the Jews sang when they left Egypt. So he says, in my sleep, they were reading to me that Hallel, Amale Nise Mitrach Shelach. He said, you're going to have great miracles happen to you. That Hallel was said and is still said over when difficult things happen to the Jewish people and they're saved from them. So miracles will happen to you and you'll be saved. Havakazil Ba'adei Be'alva. Bar Hedya was going with Rava in a ship. Amal Ba'adei Gavadim Drash Nisa Lamali. He said, I got to get out of here. I just told him he's going to have a miracle. Who knows what's going to happen here at sea? If I'm with him, he's going to have a miracle. I don't want to be with him on the same ship. So Bar Hedya made a scramble to get out of the ship that Rava was on. Behade de Kasalik, as he was trying to scramble out of the ship Rava was on, Nafal Safra Mine. So one of his books, one of his manuscripts, fell. Ashkechei Rava, Rava picked it up. So Rava starts learning. He says, hey, it says over here that dreams go after their interpretation. He says, what? You could have interpreted my dreams for good and you interpreted them for bad? You said my kids would die, my wife would die, I'd be beaten up. You said so many bad things to me. Amar, Rava said to Bar Hedya, Rasha, you wicked person. Bididach kaima, it was in your control. Vitzaltan kulu hai, and you afflicted me so much. Kulu machin nalach. I can forgive you for everything you did to me. I'm forgiving you. Bar mi brate de Rav Chisda, except for my wife. I had a tremendously pious wife, Rav Chisda's daughter, and you interpreted the dream that she would die. I can forgive you for everything you did to me, but that. And he cursed him and said, may it be the will before heaven that you will be given over to the kingdom, and the kingdom should give you a cruel and unusual punishment because they have no mercy. Amar my Evid. Bar Hedya says, now what am I going to do? He said, we have a tradition that if a wise man curses, his curse comes true, even if there was no reasonable cause. And all the more so when Rava curses, because he's got reasonable cause to curse. What should I do? He said, let me exile myself, because we have a tradition that when one goes into exile, that can atone for sin. Kam gala lebei rumai. So he exiled himself to the Romans. Azayat v'pitcha deresh turzina de malka. He said by the entrance of the treasurer of the king's treasurer. Resh turzina chazachelma. The king's treasurer had a dream. Amale chazai chelma de ail machta betzbotai. He says, I had a dream, and in my dream, I saw a needle go into my fingers. Amale havli zuza. So Bar Hedya said, I'll tell you the dream, but pay me. Lo yavle, he didn't pay him. Lo amale velo mide. So Bar Hedya did half tshuva, you see. Bar Hedya didn't give him a bad interpretation, he didn't say anything. Amale chazai denafal tichla betalten etzbeotai. He said, I dreamt that worms took hold of two of my fingers. Amale havli zuza. He said, pay me money. V'lo yavle. He didn't pay him. Lo amarle. Bar Hedya didn't say anything. He comes back and says, Chazai denafal tichla b'kule yada. He says, I had a dream that worms took hold of my whole hand. Amarle ilui mai ifkeduch. Amarle ilui shirai de malka. Amarle nafal tichla b'kule shirai. He says, your responsibility is the king's coats. Well, the king's coats are covered with worms. So he didn't stand up to his tshuva. Finally, the guy didn't pay him. He gave him a bad interpretation to the dream. Shami be malka, betu al resh turzina, kakat lule. So in the king's castle, they heard that the treasurer who was in charge of all the king's coats, well, he didn't do a good job. The worms took hold of all the coats. They took him to execute him. He says, why are you guys taking me? There's someone out there who knew all along and he didn't say. So they brought Bar Hedya in for execution. And we'll pick up here Bezalel Shem Tov next week.